Hello, and welcome to Love's Curriculum. I am your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and your guide on this journey to awaken to the love that connects all. As a bridge for the High Council, which includes Jesus, the Archangels, and other light teachers, I look forward to joining with you to uncover your soul's divine purpose and ignite love in the world. It is time to join in the awakening. Hello, this is your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. Welcome to the show. If you are tuning in for the first time, this show comes out of my book, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. It's available on Amazon. It's a number one international bestseller there. And even more from this book has become a movement. My heart's calling to bring love and higher consciousness to the world, to help the world move from fear to love. In fact, as part of that movement, we just had the Love Summit. If you're wanting to learn more, visit my website, lovescurriculum.com. So who is the High Council for whom I scribed the book Love's Curriculum and who you will be able to meet here on the show? So the High Council is Jesus and the Archangels, other light teachers who have gathered in the spiritual realm to guide us, who are wanting us to remember that we are love, that we are loved, and that each one of you has loving divine helpers guiding you at this time of awakening on our planet. And they wish to guide and help us through the book, Love's Curriculum, and through other avenues and channels here on the show. So to get to the point where I can say this to you openly and directly without doubt in my voice or fear has been a journey, because I wasn't always able to be a conduit for the High Council. In fact, I started my career back in 1996 as a lawyer. That was where I was first headed as a young adult. But it was on that first day of my law job, the first day after our orientation, and I was walking into the washroom. And I remember as I opened that door and walked through, I had this sudden wake-up call, a wake-up call from my soul. And it said, this isn't what you wanted. Remember, you want to do something else. Wait, this wasn't the plan. This wasn't what you want. And I could feel it in my gut. Maybe some of you can relate to that intuitive knowing, a knowing in your gut, perhaps words that come through your higher self speaking to you. And so in that moment, that day, I decided to listen. And now I didn't leave law all at once. It took me 3 years. But during that 3 years, I began to listen to that small voice that was leading me towards remembering why I was really here and what would bring me happiness and joy. And I started to take classes on intuition and read lots of Hay House books and got to see Deepak Chopra speak. And that I found was my passion, this personal and spiritual growth. And it took me on a 20-year journey to this moment, to 2013, when I woke up and remembered that I was to be a scribe for Love's Curriculum and to be here with you today, to be on this journey together, this journey of Love's Curriculum, of remembering that you are love and that you have a purpose here. So that's a bit about my journey of how am I here today doing this show with you. And today we are going to talk about special relationships and how loving those dear and close to us is a way to extend and to know the extent of God's love, that loving specifically and deeply can be a doorway into loving greatly and into loving the greater all. So we'll begin and we'll explore that topic. I'll share a personal story around that. And then I'll read from chapter 22 of Love's Curriculum, and that is called Special Relationships. So I'll read some from that. And then in the second half of the show, I will take callers. So by taking callers, I mean that you can call in and ask the High Council a question or for a message. So I will actually tune in and let them come through me to work with you. All right, so I invite you to take a deep breath and relax and just let all of the rest of the outside day fall away as you join with me here in remembering love and hearing words of awakening. And I'd like to start, as I always do this show and anytime I'm sharing and speaking, with a surrender and intention, a prayer. And so in that, I am asking that the Holy Spirit, that God, that Creator, that Goddess, that all that is, has brought us here today to connect in this way, or if you're listening to a replay. And so I ask now that as we begin, that I surrender this time together to Spirit, to each of your highest good, to the highest good of all, and that my words be guided to that end. And in the name of love, and so it is. So special relationships. I remember when the High Council directed me to write this chapter 22. It was on December 31st, 2014. And I think that this chapter kind of came at the end, and then they told me to put it in around 22. But they told me that they had one more matter they wished to address. And it was on this idea of special relationships, and also the concept of duality of good and evil, or that there could be a you and a them, an us and a them, a you and another, but that truly we're all one. So it felt like the chapter was there to help heal the concept of duality, and specifically around the idea of finding the one that was so prevalent for a while, this idea that maybe there was one person you were to find and marry, your soulmate. And how the ego part of our mind, the part that believes in separation and that you're guilty and need to hide from God, and the part of you that tries to keep you from love and awakening, that the ego gets a hold of that and then tells you, oh, so your salvation lies in just one. There's just one person for you, and then everything will be okay. But in truth, the one is in everyone. That yes, there may be a soulmate there to help you see the love in all, that it's not about somehow completing each other, but that a soulmate would be one to help you awaken to the concept and to the knowing of loving all, divine love. They were also clear in chapter 22 that our journeys do include souls, like soulmates or twin souls. And however, they're not always lovers. They could be a brother, a sister, a friend. And that we have soul families that travel with us. And that we've agreed to help each other awaken through our relationships. To awaken through the relationship into an experience of love that goes beyond loving one specific person. Now, this concept of special relationships, some of you may have heard. I know I first heard about it in A Course in Miracles, and I was a student, or am a student still, as I was scribing Love's Curriculum. When I first woke up to my assignment to scribe Love's Curriculum, I was in, my second year, I think, of doing the workbook of A Course in Miracles. And there it speaks about special relationship as a relationship that the ego has gotten a hold of. So in a special relationship, the ego would be saying that I need to get my needs met here. We're going to exclude other people. I can only love the one. I need to take from the other. And instead, what we can see relationship from the Holy Spirit's perspective would be a holy relationship where awakening is the purpose. Again, awakening to healing any barriers to love, awakening to seeing God in all, awakening to a healing relationship that is helping you evolve back to love and to let go of the ego and its control. Now, when I first learned this concept in A Course in Miracles, my ego took a hold of it, just as the ego might like to take hold of that view of what a soulmate would be. And suddenly I thought, oh, that means a special relationship is bad. So special relationship means my kids and my partner. Somehow it needs to be a holy relationship. And I took it to mean that I should perhaps not love so specifically those special ones, that I should instead try and love everyone the same as God's child. And again, I'm not saying that's the truth. That's what my ego did with it. And it's even hard to explain because it is crazy making and it is of the ego. But I know the consequence of that was that for sure it distanced me from my family. And of course it did, because that's what the ego wants to do. It wants to keep me from love. And it kept me from being willing to open to all the love that was there with me and those in my life. Again, because the ego wants to protect us from that love. So my ego took this spiritually enlightening concept and turned it on end and actually kept me from opening to love. Now I have a story. I promised I'd share a story. And so I'm going to share a story of how this ego belief, this ego spell, so to speak, came out. So I was lucky enough to attend an enlightenment intensive, or they are often called illumination intensives. I know there are different groups who offer them around the world. And this one was 4 days of doing dyad work. Some of you may have heard of that. And that is where you sit with another and ask a question and reflect and respond. And the one question that I worked on for all 4 days was, who are you? Now, this workshop was designed to help get you to a direct experience of God, of the divine. And so I had a young family. My son was 3 at the time, I believe, and my daughters were in elementary school. So it was a gift to get away, and I thought, I'm going to get away, and I'm going to connect with me, and I'm going to have this experience of divine love. And I really had the sense that I need to get away to do this. I need to go off somewhere to do this. And through this workshop style, which for me felt like pulling teeth, although the rewards were great, but you really meet yourself. And I met the part of me that thought I needed to do it just right to have this direct experience, that got frustrated that I wasn't having one, and that kept saying, just leave your life behind, leave your family, and just focus on this direct experience with God, and it will happen. Well, it didn't. So the workshop ended officially. But we weren't leaving until the next day. And so the whole setup to have the direct experience had ended, and we were dancing. And I finally just, all this pent up frustration, and I just danced it off, and I got into my body and I started to relax, and ended up lying on the floor crying and just releasing all of the experience. And the sadness that I hadn't had this direct experience with God that I had come away for. And then I got up and I was starting to leave the ballroom where the event was and head to my room. And this inner knowing, just like the one that I heard in the washroom when I was a lawyer, that said, hey, this isn't what you want. This time, and I had gotten used to listening to this inner knowing over the years, said, go and find one of the assistants here at the workshop, sit in front of them, hold their hands, and look into their eyes. Very direct guidance on what I should do here. And I kept, took a few more steps. Oh, I don't know. And then luckily, something in me said, yes, I'm going to go and do this. It doesn't make sense. I don't know why, but I'm going to. And I listened. And I went and found a beautiful, I still remember her face, one of the assistants who was helping at the workshop. And I sat down and I grabbed her hands and I looked into her eyes and I began to be filled with the love of my family. I began to feel how much they loved me and how much I loved them. Still brings tears to my eyes. And I just let it be. I just let myself love them and feel their love as I gazed into this assistant's eyes. And in that moment, the love was so great that I said, this is enough. I don't need to have a direct experience. This is enough. This is God. And boom, in that moment of surrender, I had a direct experience. I can say it was beyond the ego. And I experienced being fire and life and love. I was love, and love went on forever. I actually felt and tasted and knew what that meant. And lo and behold, what a great lesson, because it was through loving my family, through diving into that love and receiving that specific love that I had for them, that it opened me through the doorway into an actual direct experience of the love of all, the love that is, the all that is. So a huge, huge shift for me to realize, wait a minute. In truth, that each time we love fully those who are close and special, that that special love, say of a mom and her baby, for instance, if you truly allow it, it opens a doorway into God's love. That as you learn to fully love those dear and close and really open your heart to them, family and friends and pets, it allows you then to love others, to love the all, to have compassion for all people. It actually opens you beyond that special love. And now I have a special thing that happened today for you guys. As I was preparing for the radio show this morning, the High Council actually came through with a special message for you today on this topic. And so I am going to now read what I scribed this morning for you. And here it is. This was what came through as what they are wishing for you to know about this today. God's great love comes through to you and those you love if you allow it to be seen by your eyes. Eyes of forgiveness that weep and weep and bring you to your knees in gratitude and honor of the great love you may experience here through each one and each other. That is our message for the day. Use your special relationships. Allow your special relationships to be a window into the heart of God, the home of God. You are each gifts for each other, helping the other see and experience God's great love. And it happens as you open to the love fully, open to the love that you have for each other. For that love for each other is God's love expressed in form through and in each of you. And as you dive into the depths of that love, you find the ocean of love and feel love for all things, all people, all situations and circumstances are seen through the eyes of love and awakening, seen as holy relationships and experiences that unite you with God, unite you as the oneness that is always there for you, waiting to be seen and known and held and experienced. And your doorway into this is through fully allowing the love of another, you for them and them for you, in truly holding and experiencing that love, in diving deep. Beautiful, beautiful words. And I'm thankful to the High Council for bringing those to us today. So we are going to take a short break. And when we get back, I'm going to read from Love's Curriculum, Chapter 22, Special Relationships. All right, we'll see you back in a few minutes. Do you hear your soul calling to you? Do you feel your heart pulling you toward a new vision, toward your soul's divine purpose manifest in the world? If so, it makes sense. We as lightworkers and love advocates are being called to be the change now by showing up in our authentic divine light and service in the world. No more wasting time in the fear of change, the one day I'll do it, the old limiting beliefs or fears of being seen. And you also deserve to be lovingly supported and guided to take the concrete action needed to show up and manifest your soul's dream. That is why I have designed my Team for Love 12-week mentoring program, in which I support you in gaining the clarity, connection, and courage to shine your heart and purpose in the world. To learn more and apply, visit lovescurriculum.com under the Work with Jenny mentoring page. I look forward to hearing from you. Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. And today we are exploring special relationships and how they are a doorway into loving all, into an experience of divine love. And right now I'm going to read from Love's Curriculum, the book that this show is based upon, and chapter 22, and it is called Special Relationships. I'm going to read from about halfway through the chapter, and this is in the voice of the High Council. Allow special feelings of closeness to those who matter most to you, those who have taken a form to be close to you and to help you, but not at the exclusion of loving all. The ego would use your special relationship as a weapon, a shield, a sword against love, a defending of the specialness and us against them belief in separation. Instead, allow your heart to witness truth and to be a witness to the truth that we may love certain people as close to us and important in specific ways, and let that add to and expand and grow the greater universal love we have for all mankind, for all humankind, and for animals and plants and Mother Earth and beyond. It is the love of all and everything, including yourself, as you are included in the all. It is a love that goes beyond time and space and form. Bring that love here in your relationships and let it resonate and reverberate in the song of love and peace and unity beyond all time and space. Let love be, Let love into all aspects of yourself that you see projected outside of yourself as seeming separate people and forms. Let us witness to your grace, to our grace, to the grace that is all. Let your heart encompass the entire world beyond just those who are close and important. Include them, yes, and specifically. And then let that love you have for each other be a model of love in the world. Always let it expand your love and awareness, as opposed to the ego using it as a tool of separation and specialness. Let your love for each other raise you up into the glory of God. Let each love you have for a specific someone or something be a symbol of the love of God, a micro version of God's macro version of love. Each love you have for a specific part of the whole is infused and represents, is a symbol for, the love of God for his children. Let your love for each other raise you up to the love of God versus shield you from all the love. So relax around the need to find the one. Go confidently, knowing that the love of God is with you always and no matter what and in all forms you see and take beyond time and space into eternity. Now that is comfort for the heart and soul and comes from no one specific person or thing. And yet it can be felt through one specific person or thing or animal as a symbol and, again, a micro version of the macro love of God. So do love each other and specifically, but again, not at the expense of loving the whole and seeing Christ in all. Let your love for specific people, animals, things, and places fuel the fires of God's love in you and in all around you. Let it fill you with gratitude and grace, each specific love being a symbol of God's everlasting love for all. And so it is. Into infinity and beyond, it just is. And there you have part of chapter 22 in Love's Curriculum. So just take a few deep breaths. The words of Love's Curriculum are meant to work in your heart and soul to activate your consciousness. They're not words that land to the logical brain. So just let them wash over you and take a few breaths now. And we are going to take another quick break, but when we get back is an opportunity for you to call in and ask the High Council a question or for a message, just to ask what they want you to know. So the number to call in is 1-888-627-6008. I'll say that again. 1-888-627-6008. All right, we'll take another quick break, and when we get back, we'll hear from the High Council.
Interested in having Jenny and the High Council come to speak to your group? Contact Jenny at lovescurriculum.com to inquire about arranging a mystical, inspiring, love-filled event with the High Council. Again, that's lovescurriculum.com.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. And today we are exploring special relationships and embracing how the deep love for a certain person may open us to loving all and to an experience of divine love that embraces all. So this is the part of the show where I am taking callers. I'm going to give you the number again. It's 1-888-627-6008. And I don't have anyone quite on the line yet. So what I like to do, if we don't have anyone, is tune in for the entire group, which is always an amazing experience. And I can actually feel the High Council wanting to do that. So kind of chomping at the bit here to come through for you. So still, if I'm doing this group message and you decide you want to call in, if we still have some time. So again, you are still able to call in even right now. We can figure it out timing wise. So let me give you that number. 1-888-627-6008. All right. So I'm going to start by inviting in and surrendering to the High Council. Again, the High Council is Jesus, all the archangels, other very high vibrating light teachers of very pure love and consciousness who are here to help us wake up to that love and to remembering ourselves as love and to being love in action here in the world and helping the world awaken. So I ask that the High Council draw near. I already feel you close. But now is the opportunity. I ask for you to come through to this group of listeners who have gathered and joined to hear your messages. And I ask that I be a clear conduit for this message, that my angels and my guides help me to be a clear conduit. And that this be for the highest good of all and in the name of love. And so it is. Dear ones, we embrace each one of you. So just breathe in now. And know that we are offering each one of you an embrace of love. Perhaps you'll feel it like swirling energy around you, a smile on your face, a knowing that we are close. And in this embrace, we offer you the knowing that each one of you is dearly and specially loved by us, just as we were offering that in loving deeply those in your life, it opens you to experiencing the love in all. That the same is true in knowing that you are loved specially and deeply by God, that you are a treasured child of God. In accepting that, that each one of you, it's not about being more special than anybody. Again, the ego may take a hold of the idea and confuse it with specialness or not specialness, worth or lack of worth, grandiosity or false humility. That in embracing true humility, which means you accept that you are dearly loved, each one of you, that you are important, each one of you, and allowing us to love you, allowing God to love you, to have that personal love and relationship with God, the Holy Spirit, and the Divine Helpers. that as you dive deep into that experience, as you receive that knowing fully, that it opens the doorway to an experience of being love in the world. It opens the doorway to knowing your purpose, to feeling that you walk in a world of light, protected and guided, loved, together with others. So do not push away God's love. Do not let the ego put up a barrier. Instead, we ask you to draw your heart near to God, to let the flame in your heart join with the flame of God's love. And let it be a communion between you and the heart flame and light within you, and the greater flame and ocean of love. Let yourself melt completely into that experience now. And notice that as you experience this great love, that you still retain your unique you, the experience of you as well, and that you, the you that is all of the unique parts of you, the human you, the many lives you've led, the different experiences you've had as a soul, the higher light and soul consciousness that you ultimately are, that unique expression of God and light that you are, that you are loved, and at the same time, you are beyond any boundaries and joined and complete in the love of God as the ocean of love and light, of which we speak in Love's curriculum. We have brought these words to you before, and we bring them to you again now. So breathe here, and as you breathe, we wish for you to experience waves of light, waves of love, waves of energy. In fact, let yourself rock as you are guided, and just let yourself relax and rock in the swaying and the waves of love. And we would like to bring you a gift today, a gift of a connection to a specific guide who is there to love you specifically, to guide you specifically, to whom you may have a special relationship that is a holy and healing relationship that is meant to open you beyond your limited self into your expanded self. And yet, in order to reach that knowing of your expanded self, it is important to have this special contact and relationship with the special guide, and to let yourself be loved and guided and nurtured in this special relationship. So trust who it is that you feel is now close to you. Ask for clarity to see, to know what this guide looks like, or perhaps their name, to just get a sense of the energy. And you may ask questions here about who they are. And if you do not get details, trust that you do have this guide with you who is loving you. And that as you open to the love and guidance and remove the barriers to love, your relationship with this guide will grow stronger. And you will attune more to the vibration that exists between you. For this guide is here to love you and help you specifically on your journey now in the world. So be willing here, if you choose, to say yes to this relationship and to open more fully and to learn more about it, whether you learn about it now or in the days and weeks to come. But if you choose, you may say yes now. For we only can come and work if there is a yes within your heart and soul. And that is your free will and your choice. And at the same time, know that ultimately you have chosen for God, that your will is God's will, and that this awakening for you will happen. seemingly occurring in time and space. For in truth, beyond time and space, you are home, you are awakened. And this guide is a reminder of that, and it connects you with that, and how to express that awakens you here in the world more and more, removing any barriers to that experience. So allow whatever special greeting is to occur here now with you and this guide. It may be an animal guide, a gentle spirit, a big spirit, a small spirit, a nature guide, a loved one who's passed on, Jesus, a goddess, Kuan Yin, Buddha, Lakshmi, Shakti. And as a step forward here today, we ask that you take a step with the guide if you are ready. And so you may imagine that in front of you awaits a golden chariot or a golden boat. See which feels true for you, whether to travel by water or land. Or perhaps there is a golden, beautiful large bird that is waiting to take both of you in the sky. Just trust what you see or know or feel or sense. Are you stepping into a boat on the ocean or a river or a channel? Are you getting ready to fly into a sky? Is it bright and sunny or dark and cloudy? Cool and peaceful or windy? Are you ready to race across the land? And what does that land look like? Is it desert? Is it mountain? Is it forest? Is it meadow? Is it winter, spring, summer, fall? Just trust now. And if you're willing, say yes and get onto your vehicle, your bird, your boat with this guide now. And as you do, the guide turns and says, "Are you ready? Are you ready for this adventure, for knowing your next steps, for opening more to that calling that you are here now for a reason? Are you ready?" And if you're not, know that you can return to this moment in this space at another time. And that this guide continues to love you no matter what choice you make, and is there and ready as you wish to ask and receive their guidance. And if you are ready, you may say so now. And see yourself heading off in the air or via the land or the water. And again, notice, are there stars? Is there a sunset, a sunrise? Just trust, this is your unique journey. Again, this is your special, loving, holy relationship with this guide, towards your awakening and towards your soul's journey, towards knowing its purpose, expressing its purpose here. Part of which is to remember that you are loved and loved and guided by divine helpers, by this guide and many others who love you truly and deeply, opening all to God's love. Who love you truly and deeply as an expression of God's love, to which we are all returning and awakening. That true home that lives in each one of you. So know that you are on that journey now, that you have said yes. And notice, are you speeding away? Are you slowly moving? Trust that whatever you feel in this moment as you've said yes and you've embarked on this journey. And we celebrate, know that we are cheering and clapping a host of angels. And know that if you've decided to stay and not step off into that journey yet, that you too are surrounded by a loving community of angels who will wait, who are there with you, loving you, preparing you, and that the more you ask for their help and guidance, even help to be willing, that that help will come. So whether you've chosen to embark or to stay, rest in that love and that embrace and that support, and know that it will all unfold in the right and perfect time. And that if you've embarked, that it is all unfolding in the right and perfect time. So just gently now, we will leave you with Jenny. And know that we are a part of your team as well. Part of your spiritual divine helping team. And we look forward to joining with you through the Words and Loves curriculum, through your work with Jenny, through this radio show, through all avenues, through your own connection to us and your guides. And we thank you, each one of you, for being here now. And so it is. Wow. Well, I have a big smile on my face. That was incredible. It's a neat experience for me, because as I allow the message to come through, Jenny me gets to experience it just like you are. And I'm excited. My face is glowing. And I'm feeling connected to each one of you, trusting that whatever experience you had was the right one here today. And if you're wishing to continue your connection with me, with the High Council, with Love's curriculum, I invite you, if you're not already in the Lightworkers and Love Advocates Facebook group, that you can go there and request to join. Again, that's Lightworkers and Love Advocates on Facebook. You can follow the Love's curriculum page on Facebook. And as well, so in 2 weeks, we'll be back here for the radio show. What day is that? December 12th. Oh my, it'll be almost Christmas then. And as well, I have just opened up a brand new inspired program called the Love's Curriculum Monthly Circle. And it is a place where we are going to join live each month for 75 minutes. And I will be bringing the High Council in for the group to work with the group. And as well, we are going to stay in touch between those sessions in a private Facebook group where we can continue the learning and the sharing. And it is also, there's a cool membership site where there will be monthly inspiration. So we will be continuing to work with themes and prompts from the High Council for each month. And as well, as you sign up now, you get a bonus of 2 guided meditations that I prepared for my 12-week mentoring program clients. And those meditations are a morning meditation and a nighttime meditation that align you to this journey that you've just embarked on, to staying connected with your guides and the High Council each day, and ending each day with that, and setting intentions and aligning your energy and expanding each day. So when you join the program, you get those meditations as well. And there is information. I don't know if I put it on my website yet. This is a brand new thing. I know you can find out about it on the Lightworkers and Love Advocates Facebook group, the Love's curriculum page. And I will be putting it on my webpage. There is a way to contact me from my website under contact if you don't find the information you need to join the program. As well, if you're on my email list, I have sent it there. And if you want to get on my email list, again, go to the website, and on the homepage down at the bottom is a way to join the newsletter so you can get the information you need. And it's a very exciting way we're going to continue what we do each week here on the radio show and increase this learning and this awakening and this remembering that we are love and loved and guided. And I would love to have each and every one of you there with us. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining your light here. We are making a difference in the world as we connect and join and love. It ripples out, and we are more and more the change we wish to see, to move the world from fear to love. All right, have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your day, evening, morning, wherever you are joining us from. Love to you. Tune in bi-weekly to Love's Curriculum for more inspiration and guidance from the High Council. And in the meantime, visit online retailers to purchase Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. If you are wanting additional support and to join with fellow lightworkers and love advocates, then connect with me, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, on Facebook by requesting to join my private group, Lightworkers and Love Advocates. There, I offer a loving, inspiring, supportive environment to help you step into your light and shine. And if you are ready to make this your year to truly discover and live your soul's divine purpose, visit lovescurriculum.com to learn about the path of love, live your divine purpose, a 90-day mentoring program in which I help you gain the clarity, connection, and courage to shine. I look forward to connecting with you.